Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Man, we love having this guy on the program because he only speaks the truth. Phil McGraw, Dr. Phil, is with us again. Dr. Phil, how are you?
Well, I am great, and I love being on this program. I'm so much a supporter of our military and our veterans, and it is an honor every time I get to be on the show.
Well, thank you so much. Listen, you have solved a problem for me with your new book. It's called We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity. And if you ever have a problem in having your spouse talk to you all day long, have your spouse read this book first. I don't even have to read the book now. Every chapter she reads, she goes, let me tell you about this. I mean, it's like you've written our book here.
Yes, that's the plan.
Yeah, it's so good. And I know we have limited time, so I want to talk to you about two chapters of this thing. And it's so refreshing to read a book that you can absolutely identify with and not get anything wrong, like inclusive language. This drives me crazy. And you talk about how many times do you struggle with describing someone or something as they want it to be described politically correctly, right?
You know, Randy, it has gotten to the point that people are taking themselves so seriously that you've got to have a rotating glossary,
right,
to keep up with what the words of the week are. And look, I want to respect people. I truly do.
Right.
And if somebody has an issue and there's something that's offensive to them, I get it. Okay. And I meet them where they are. But when I've got a university that says we don't have an admissions office anymore, we now have an office of enrollment management because we don't want to suggest that there might be someone rejected, because you say admission, that implies rejection, and we don't want to upset anybody, then you know what? Get over yourself.
Right, right.
When you've got a Justice Department that says we're no longer going to have felons, we're no longer going to have rapists or murderers, we're going to respect them by calling them justice-involved persons. Are you kidding me?
I love where you say in the book, heaven forbid you refer to the room you sleep in as the master bedroom instead of the primary bedroom. You must be a racist, slave-owning plantation owner at heart. You know, and Dr. Phil, that's the other thing that nobody takes into account. What's the intention behind the words that you say?
You used to say you'll catch somebody red-handed, like you catch them with their hand in the cookie jar. Now it's you catch them with the wrong word in their mouth. And it doesn't matter what they intended. It doesn't matter what their life history has been. It matters that you have caught them using the wrong word, so now we can hold them up to public ridicule, cancel them, call their job, threaten to boycott them, get them fired, ruin their life because they weren't up on the glossary of the week.
That's crazy.
That's disgusting to me. That is disgusting to
me.
Not, you have to look. You have to look at what someone's intention are, what's in their heart, not what that was in their mouth for 1 second of one day.
It's crazy. We're talking to the hair challenge tennis engaged TV personality, Dr. Phil, here in the National Defense. I did a crazy morning show for about 20 years, and I referred to something one time, some act that someone did as being retarded, and you would not believe the flack I got from that.
Yeah, and look, this is something that if you say something in a moment and it flies by and you think, okay, if that's something that I don't want to say, or somebody doesn't want me to say, then let me know. Okay, I got it.
Sure.
But, oh my God, people go insane over this stuff. you know, I've said, I've used the word crazy before and said, oh my gosh, I went to the game and it was just crazy. You know, crazy is a word that you use in many different contexts. I don't refer to a mentally ill person as crazy, but to say a party was crazy or that was crazy good doesn't mean that I'm disrespecting mentally ill people. But boy, if you can get somebody to take that soundbite, right, they'll be on you like a duck on a June bug.
Yeah, the new book is called We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity. And I've got a great Hispanic friend of mine that I play golf with who refers to himself as a Mexican. And we've had this discussion before. You know, I don't care what you call yourself, but you never hear anybody saying, let's go to that great Hispanic restaurant down the street, or let's go to that great Asian American restaurant. It's a Chinese restaurant. I mean, it just gets stupid.
It does get stupid. And they push all of this stuff like Latinx. If you poll the Hispanic population, if you poll the people that you're talking about, they will tell you they don't want to be described that way.
Right.
No, thank you. I'm from Mexico City. I'm Mexican. Am I supposed to be offended by the fact that I'm a Mexican? It's usually people that say they're trying to help or represent people that they don't help or represent.
Right. Yeah, that they have no knowledge about. Well, and Dr. Phil, it's especially hard for our military. When they transition back, they have to relearn our culture, because the military is one of the last bastions where everyone is treated equally, no matter what they call themselves.
Of course. And, you know, the whole thing is this country was based and built on a meritocracy. You work hard, you make a contribution, you're rewarded for it. That's the way it should be. It doesn't matter whether you're from this background or that background. And when somebody's been gone and deployed for a year and they come back to a completely different world and get criticized because nobody sent them the glossary of the month, to me, that is offensive to my sensibilities. Instead of criticizing that they aren't up on the language of the month, how about just thank you?
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
How about thank you for what you've been doing? That would be nice, wouldn't it?
We're talking to Dr. Phil here on the National Defense's new book, We've Got Issues. And you've always been a great supporter and friend of the military and veterans. I know you've done a ton of work with veterans. And you talk about a veteran friend of yours in Chapter 7 called We're Doing Our Enemies Work for Them. Sounds like a great man named Chase Hughes.
Yes. He's a terrific friend. In fact, we have a show on our new network, Merritt Street Media, and Chase is one of the anchors in that show now. It's called The Behavior Panel. And these are experts in interrogation, deception detection, and all the things that have helped keep this country safe. In dealing with terrorists and finding these people, interrogating these people, and making sure that we knew who they were, where they were. That is, until we started letting them come across the border unabated. So Chase is going to be part of Merritt Street Media. We're so proud to have him on.
Oh, my gosh. Did you use the term across the border?
Well, that implies we have one.
Dr. Phil, thank you so much, man. It's so great to talk to you again. What a great, refreshing book. We've Got Issues, How You Can Stand Strong for America's Soul and Sanity. And thank you so much for writing this.
Well, thank you, Randy. They can pre-order it today on Amazon. It'll be at their house on Tuesday.
Love it. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.